and welcome back to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from www.benmartin-music.com. Some cool announcements straight off the bat this time. We have merch available. We have some really cool Blues Guitar Show t-shirts with the brand new logo, as you can probably see, hopefully, on your podcast player app. We also have some other designs, so if you want to check those out, you can either head over to my website, you can head over to the Instagram at Blues Guitar Show Podcast, or you can click the link in the show notes below. And if you go and buy one of those Blues Guitar Show Podcast t-shirts, please send me a photo of you with your t-shirt on, or with your guitar, or amongst all of your guitar collection with your t-shirt on, and we'll share it out over the Instagram. So now we've got that out of the way, some things that I have been doing recently. Recently, I've been actually working through a Celtic guitar course, a Tony McManus course. You may have seen, if some of you follow my Ben Martin Music's Instagram page, I've been uploading a couple of kind of Irish jig style guitar pieces, and I've been working on Truefire. This is obviously not a sponsor or anything, but I've just started using the Truefire app to go through some guitar courses. Really, really cool stuff on there. I'm in talks with them about hopefully getting some of my blues guitar stuff onto there as well, so you guys can sign up and do courses through them. Really, really interactive. I really like it because you can basically watch the video of somebody playing something, and then in real time it will go along with the tablature, which I find really useful. But I've been doing a lot of Celtic guitar, which means I've been playing a lot in Dad Gad tuning. So what I thought would be cool for today is if we look at how we can use Dad Gad tuning to play some cool blues licks. One guitarist that uses Dad Gad tuning to play blues music is Rory Gallagher. And if you don't know who Rory Gallagher is, I thoroughly recommend you take the time to check him out. He was not just a guitarist, but also a mandolin player. And I think this probably contributed towards him being able to transfer his knowledge of the guitar neck across different tunings, because he's used to seeing different tunings on the mandolin neck. He had this kind of awesome mix of Celtic music and blues music in his live shows, and if you go onto your Apple Music or Spotify, you can see he has a lot of live recordings. So I thoroughly recommend you check out his live recordings, probably over his studio stuff. I feel like the live recordings are the ones that are worth listening to. And see if you can hear just how different this tuning gives us a kind of different flavor when it comes to playing the blues, and how you can kind of feel the more Irish influence in the music. So if you haven't tried this before, I highly recommend, just for something fun to do, or if you're stuck in any kind of rut with your guitar playing, tune your guitar to this tuning. This is called Dad Gad. It's called this because the lowest string is D, and then that'd be your sixth string, will be tuned down to D. You leave your fifth string as A, and then you leave your fourth string as D, leave your third string as G, and then tune your B string down to A, and then your E string down to D. And this gives us this beautiful kind of open sound. You can hear that I'm playing my nylon string today, so apologies for anyone who doesn't like the sound of nylon, but I love it. Really cool kind of sound straight away. Now this tuning is well known in the kind of Celtic guitar world, as you can play a lot of kind of... a lot of kind of really pretty sounding fingerstyle stuff, and it really has that kind of Scottish, Irish kind of vibe to it. But what we're going to explore today is actually playing in a minor key using Dad Gad tuning, so getting out of this kind of major and playing in a minor key. So the first thing we're going to do, now that hopefully you've got your guitar tuned down to this tuning, we're going to put your third finger on fret 3 on the second string. So this is now our A string. So fret 3 on the A string we know is a C. And then we're going to play all the strings. So without our finger on, it sounds like this. With our finger on, here we get that kind of minor vibe. And And the key to this kind of making it sound bluesy is the 0-3 change that we're doing there in the second string. And then hitting that D, the bottom string open. So we go from the top. So let's learn our first little lick using this tuning. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to hammer on from 0-3 on the second string. And then we're going to play the bottom string open. And then we're going to hammer on and pull off fret 3 on the bottom string. So we have. And do that hammer on and pull off a little bit quicker. So. And then we're going to play fret 3 again, but bend it ever so slightly. And then play the bottom string open. So that's 0-3 on the second string, 0 on the bottom string, hammer on the 3, pull off. And then the bend on fret 3 on the second string, and then the D open, so. Okay, once we've got that down, we're going to go on the top string and do the same thing, that kind of slight bend on fret 3 to 0. So get that cool kind of blues rundown. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4. And from here, we're going to go into a chord. Now, this chord, if I just talk to you in regular terms, assume that we're in regular tuning, we're going to make a D chord. Once we've made the D chord, take off your second finger. So that would leave us with nothing on the bottom string. Fret 3 on the second string, and then fret 2 on the third string. And then if we strum down all the strings. So if we end this little lick with this chord. Gives us. Which sounds really cool. Next chord we're going to learn is a G minor. Now, if we think about how the notes move on the top string here when we tune it down from E to G. The E note is now fret 2. So what was 0 in regular tuning is now fret 2 on the top string. So we have E here on fret 2. Now if we go up one fret, that takes us to F. So fret 3 is F, which means fret 5 is G. Now a nice easy way that we can play a G chord is just put our fingers on fret 5 on the top second. The 6th, 5th, and 4th string. Just play those three together. That gives us our G power chord. So let's practice moving between the D and the G. So at the moment we have this lick. So there, what we're going to do is we're going to play this G chord. Then move everything down 2 frets, down to the F. And then on the top string, just do this hammer-on pull-off between 3, 5, 3, 0. So from the beginning, nice and slow, now we have. Now let's try and play that up to speed. Play a little bit faster. So 1, 2, 3, 4. there we have a really great starting place to start your blues guitar journey in Dadgad. As I said at the beginning of this episode, if you want to purchase one of our Blues Guitar Show podcast t-shirts, it would really, really help me out. It would help me be able to get more of these out to you sooner and with better quality. I can get better equipment. Basically, it will help me to monetize this whole thing that I've been doing for over a year, absolutely for free, pretty much without asking for anything. So if you want to buy me a beer, buy me a glass of whiskey, buy me a cigar, it would be very much appreciated. Having said that, if you want more free content, you can head over to my website, www.benmartin-music.com, download the free ebooks. Over on my website, there are free giveaway books about blues guitar fingerpicking, about Travis picking, about daily practice routines, along with a tab library of different blues licks and some songs. Follow us over on at Blues Guitar Show Podcast on Instagram. Don't forget to give me a review on iTunes, Apple Music, and Spotify, and I will see you in the next episode. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.